Hey, and happy Monday. I'm so glad you're here. We've got a good little Monday pep talk coming in hot today with a roundup of some of my favorite things. I'm going to link some of the goodies below here in the show notes so you can follow up after we're done having this little Monday morning chat. But what I really hope this allows you to also do is just take notice of the brilliance in your world, no matter how big or how small. I get it. When life is full or feels chaotic, as sometimes a Monday can feel, I just think one of the most grounding things that we can do is really to pause, breathe, soak it all in, and really focus your energy on the good. It is so powerful. So some of these things really landed on my heart when I paused long enough to marinate on the goodness around me and the opportunities I have had every single day that I want to share with you. So I hope that you're having a good start to the week. Let's get to today's podcast episode. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman. Feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Welcome to a fresh new week and a fresh new month. It's March. Oh my goodness. And you guys, I'm coming off of a very fun weekend. I officially turned 40. It's crazy. It's been a few weeks of celebration. So I feel like I just need to give a big shout out to my husband and some of the best people in my life, my family and my friends who have 1 million percent made me feel like a queen over the last few weeks. Celebrations, surprise birthday parties. I got to hang with my girlfriends, some of my best and dearest friends this weekend. We had a girls' hangout at my place. We did saunas and cold plunges and had some vino and appetizers and a sleepover. It was amazing. It was such a great weekend. So I am starting this week feeling super, super excited. It's a new month. I love March. I love a good birthday. And oh, a shout out to my brother too, because we actually share a birthday. He's 6 years younger than me, and we had a fun family celebration last night. But I'm just feeling ready, 40. I don't even know what that means. I feel like I remember when my mom turned 40 so clearly, and my dad, and I thought that was old. I thought it was so old. It's not old. I truly believe things just keep getting better, and I hope you're with me, ready to take on a brand new month. And as I was thinking about, okay, what do I want to talk about today? I just am feeling gratitude. And I actually, if you are on my email list, I send out a Monday evening email from natashabell.com every single week. I've been doing this for years. And really, I just love sharing things that I love, inspiring you just to remember to anchor into your well-being every single day. And this was actually something I sent out last week. So I thought I'd share it here as well. And I'm going to link in a bunch of stuff into the show notes just so you can follow along and find some of the resources and things that I'm going to be talking about. But the heart of this, the mission behind this kind of conversation is just reminding you to pause long enough to recognize how many beautiful, amazing things you have going on in your life. And I bet you could do one of your favorite things too, right? It's just giving your mind the ability and the space and time to really focus on the good. And I love sharing with you things that I love, that I use, and because I love hearing that from other people as well too. That's how I have found some of my most favorite, things, products, podcasts, you know, things like books and recipes and all that sort of stuff. So that's what today's Monday pep talk is all about. I hope you can kind of head into the show notes, check some things out, and remind yourself of the goodness you have, and maybe share this. I mean, if you're on social media, like, do a favorite things list, share things with the people that you love as well too. And I just hope that you have a beautiful start to the week. You know, I love a really amazing Monday. It's a great way to generate some momentum in your week. And before we get to that though, I wanted to spotlight a review. You guys, I love when you leave me a review. I'm sure you hear podcasters say this all the time, but this is really the only way we know that you're listening and kind of can get your feedback, unless you come say hey over on Instagram as well. But this one comes from CareMac3. So thank you. Care says, Care. Are you Care? CareMac3 says, beautiful and uplifting podcast reminding us to take the time for our own health and well-being. Natasha is relatable and supportive, encouraging listeners to take small steps forward in order to thrive and live your best life. So anyways, thank you so much for that review. It means the world to me just to see. I read every single one. So if you have never left one before, it would mean the world to me if you would just take a few seconds. You can press pause and do that right now. Just go to the bottom, kind of even below the show notes in the podcast on your app, and just leave a quick review. It takes literally just a few seconds and it means so much. And I will continue to read some of these reviews as a way just honestly to say thank you. I so appreciate that you guys show up here every week and are listening to what we are chatting about. All right, let's get to it. Okay, so I got these kind of broken down into like what I'm listening to, what I'm reading, et cetera, et cetera. So first of all, what I'm listening to. So I love podcasts. That is how I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV. I do not watch movies. I love like popping things into my ears that feel good. And I don't know about you, but most of the ones that I'm listening to tend to have something to do with health or wellness or holistic health, faith, business. Those are kind of, you know, the areas that I usually tune into. So linked below, I have a few that are always kind of the ones I'm rotating through right now. Earn Your Happy podcast with Lori Harder. I've been following her for so many years. It's business, it's life, it's like mic drop moments and growth, personal growth and development stuff. So I love that podcast. A new one that I actually found that I'm really loving is called Girls Gone Holy. And so just really good spiritual faith-based conversations. There's actually another one called the Fit in Faith podcast, a show for founders, innovators, and trailblazers. And it's amazing as well too. So I have been loving, I found Tamara through another podcast I was listening to. Anyways, I am loving what she shares so much. And it's really landing for me in this moment in time. So you can grab that as well too, if that's of interest. And then the Ed Milette show. I mean, he just brings the heat. I mean, you probably are familiar with Ed Milette. Years of experience. And when I need a good pep talk myself, I go to his show. So enough said, there's so many brilliant ones in there for you to grab. And I think when it comes to podcasting, when I listen to other ones, I think it's so important for us to remember that, you know, holistic health, it's not only what we put into our bodies, but it's also what we put into our minds. And my background was originally in journalism. And sometimes it kind of cracks me up to think that I wanted to work in news, because now on the flip side, now that I'm out of that, I mean, there's nothing more depressing most of the time. Like, it's very fear-based, and it felt heavy to me in my early 20s when I started into that career. And so I just knew that it wasn't a place for me to stay. And so while it's great to have a level of awareness of what's going on in the world, I choose to fill my mind with empowering, beautiful messaging and encouraging things as much as possible. So maybe just become aware, you know, if you're somebody who's taking on the world first thing in the morning when you turn your phone on, maybe instead you just take a hot minute and you put something encouraging on as you get started with your day. Or I'm always listening, you know, as I'm an Uber driver, as you know, part-time Uber driver for my family. I will listen, you know, when I'm going to get my kids at school or whatever. That's usually when I'm listening to it, or when I'm putzing around the house getting stuff ready at the end of the day, cleaning up, you know, getting lunches and bags and all that stuff together too. So those are a few things that I'm loving. You can find the links below. And hey, if you have a recommendation, like make sure to send me a message on Instagram. I love hearing about new shows, and I'm always inspired listening to how people interview. And I don't know, I just think it's what a time to be alive that we have access to amazing information like this. And you can really hone in on things that are important to you and learn in this like super accessible way. So those are a few things that I'm loving right now. Okay, what I'm reading, I have a few here that I've listed. I don't know about you, but I have a number of books on my bedside table. And I always joke too. And about four different cups and mugs. You know how that works. Just ask my husband. But anyways, my husband and I both actually are really trying to do a little bit more reading. And for me in this season of life, it's certainly not sitting down and having large chunks of time to necessarily do it. But if I can read for 20 minutes at night before I go to bed, that feels really good to me. And I'm actually making progress on some books. And I'm generally somebody that has a few on the go, and I kind of just go with what feels good to me. So in the show notes, I have a few linked below. The one that I'm loving so much, one of my really dear friends, Haley Bowler Cook. I'm not going to say the full name on the podcast just because it uses a slightly naughty word. But the Uneffable book from Haley. I love you, Haley. I am not done the whole thing, but I get to sit in Haley's presence and hang out with her. And the messaging in this book is just so powerful and so beautiful. So I have that linked in here for you. You can get it on Amazon or any local bookstore. She's in a number of bookstores as well too, which is amazing. The Myth of Normal is another one. I'm having not a hard time, but it's much slower read for me, but very interesting. The Art of Bouncing Back by Coach Dar. I actually was able to hear Coach Dar speak in person, a conference I was at in Salt Lake City in the fall. And she is so inspirational. She works with professional athletes, CEOs of top companies. And I have taken so many nuggets from this book. I really love it. I have it linked in here for you. And then one of my best friends actually gave me this new one, Find Your People by Jenny Allen. I love Jenny Allen. Actually, her podcast is amazing as well too, but it's amazing. So I've got them linked in here for if you're looking for like a good recommendation. I love when my girlfriends give me some suggestions on some books, and it's kind of a mix of like faith, life, business, all that sort of stuff. So I've got that below for you. And then the one thing I do every single day as well, I love talking about like a good morning routine, a good evening routine, and bookending that. But I love, even for 10 minutes, just sitting down and reading the Bible app, YouVersion Bible app. It's free. So for any of you that are really like exploring more of your faith and love anchoring into that level of peace, I cannot say enough about it. They have a verse of the day. So that's something else I read every single day. And I don't know, it just helps me have a level of grounding and awareness and happiness and joy and all the things. So I've got that link below too, if you've never heard of that and you wanted to just check it out. Okay, what we are eating. So this kind of goes into some of the conversations we had here last week on the podcast. Okay, so if you haven't caught those yet, I've got it linked in below for you. But in terms of what we're eating, I mean, we're just trying to anchor into healthy meals when we're in a very busy season of hockey and, you know, indoor soccer started, indoor baseball has started. I, you know, have my own mix of events and things that go on weekday evenings. My husband works in hockey and he's a scout, and it is crazy busy for him in this season as well, like just as the hockey season's wrapping up. So there's definitely a few things that we do, and we dove a little deeper into this. So if you are like sitting here on the struggle bus being like, what the heck do I make for dinner this week? I would really highly encourage you to go back to episode 85, Navigating the Daily Dinner Dilemma for Busy Moms, part one. And then episode 86 is Easy Weekday Meals for Busy Families. So that's kind of part two. And I actually give you a downloadable 5 recipes, like super easy, one pan, one pot, just stuff that we're doing. But I love when my girlfriends and friends share recipes that are really working for them or that they're loving. So I've got a couple things on my wish list too. I know a girlfriend sent me a butter chicken. Our kids had it when we were camping with them years ago and they still talk about it. I'm like, I haven't made that so forever. So anyways, just, you know, ask your friends if you're also feeling stuck, like, oh my gosh, ask your friends, see what's working for them and try something new. So if you haven't listened to those podcasts, go back. The other thing I'm really finding is making meal prep, you know, really easy for me at the beginning of the week, especially as we hit the ground running, is really having a container of fresh veggies, washed and chopped, you know, having some hummus or guacamole. It's so easy to add to it. Easy for lunches, easy for quick snacks, or to put on the side of a dinner meal or lunch or something. Having some protein bites. I use my favorite chocolate protein powder. It's so good. And I have the base kind of recipe that I use. So you can head back to those episodes and find all that stuff, which is great. You know, roasted vegetables, having a grain like quinoa ready to go. It just makes everything so much easier as you begin the week. So if you're like feeling a little lackluster as it pertains to what you're eating during your busy weeks, go back and maybe pop those into your ears this week as well too, and just get re-inspired and kind of anchor into why it's important, how to do it, and then grab a few of those recipes. Okay, next up, what I'm sipping. I cannot stop telling people about this because it has become such a beautiful part of my day. And it's funny because now my husband also won't go a day without it. And what I want more people to understand is when we have these rhythms that we work into our everyday life, you know, I've talked about habit stacking, you know, bookending your day with great start that really pours into your health and well-being and just takes care of you. I want you to feel your best every single day. I want you to have the energy that is needed of you when you are living a full life. I mean, I know you're living life in the fast lane by design, you know, like we love doing lots of amazing things and being there for our family. So the ultimate glow up, what I started almost 2 years ago, was sipping my happy juice. And it is the most hysterical, silly, funny name. But basically what it is in a nutshell is these three powders. So think about it like a supplement. And what it's actually doing is healing the gut. It's connecting your gut, your brain, and your heart so that everything is kind of synced up and working really well. And I love this product. I've added in other things and I'm always constantly shifting kind of the routines I use based on seasons and demands of my life and all that sort of stuff. But as a health coach, I have tried so many things. I know I've said that to you before. This is something I don't want to go a day without. And when I don't have it, I notice a little shift in my energy levels, my mental clarity. And I know sometimes we all feel like we're trying so many things or we can't stick to the healthy habits. This I like challenge you to give yourself 90 days. And the other reason I say that is because actually there's a 90 day back money guarantee. And I haven't had anyone have to take me up on that offer yet, but I have a link below that you can go and grab a bundle, $10 off. Like it's such a great way just to test it out. The idea is that you have one of these drinks a day, you mix the three powders into it, and it's really reducing inflammation. It's communicating better. So you're going to notice that your mood is better, less irritability, better, like, oh my gosh, just focus. Like when you sit down to do stuff or you are lacking motivation to take on the stuff of your day. So it's like one of those things I can't stop talking about. We love it so much. My kids have a little version of it themselves as well too. I'm always here to answer your questions. But I know when I listen to podcasts or I'm checking out other people, I love using and checking out the products that they're talking about and have fallen in love with. So I will link a bundle in below for you, but please know, just come over to Instagram and I can share different resources with you. I've helped so many people. It's been so fun getting them started, especially over the last month. We had such an amazing month in February. And I think people are just feeling this desire to finally say like, enough is enough. I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to prioritize a new routine for myself and I'm just going to try it out because you literally have nothing to lose. So just a high level kind of overview. The one product is actually a nootropic, which is powerful for clarity and your brain functioning and being able to focus. So I need this in my everyday life, especially when it comes to, you know, speaking, workshops, creating content, emails, social media, like all that stuff that I do in my business. I find that so helpful. The other product is a probiotic, but it's not your average probiotic. When I was learning more about this, I was like, wow, I've tried a lot of things over the years, but the diversity of strains and how specific they are is really, really incredible. And so it's pre, phyto, probiotic, like it's really magnificent. So, and I always had a hard time remembering to take it. So I feel like using this product for myself and for my kids, we're remembering to take it, which is awesome. And then the other one is actually like a natural energy booster. So if you're somebody that finds yourself having that 14th cup of coffee or even your second or third, oh my gosh, I have a better option for you. It's like a natural energy stick that's got so many other cool ingredients in it, like even adaptogens. None of the junk, none of the extra sugar, none of the dye. Like it's really, really clean, which is also very important to me. So I've noticed huge shifts in just how I feel day to day. My clarity, my focus, my creativity, my hair, my skin, my nails, you know, extra bloating or inflammation I was starting to experience just when I was kind of in a low, you know, couple years there and some of the ways that I was feeling, it's just totally different. And I just am so passionate about it because I think so many people don't realize that there are natural alternatives out there to support them in their mental well-being, in their energy levels, and it can be really simple. So it's like the ultimate glow up. I love supporting our community. So the Happy Juice from the Mental Wellness Company is one of my favorite things that I do every single day. And I'm going to keep talking about it because of how it's helping so many people in our community, which is so amazing. Okay, next up, what I'm wearing. I am not like a fashion influencer by any stretch of the imagination, but I am going to give a shout out to my friend, Steph Strugnell, the Confidence Curator. I have had the blessing of working with her a couple times over the last like decade. She officially kind of launched her business in the last couple of years, but I invested in her because I wanted to know how to feel good in my clothes and how to feel good in my skin, you know, especially as I'm stepping out and doing different things in my work life now. I can't just sit in my stretchy pants and my oversized sweater anymore. Because I'm out, I'm going out, I'm speaking, I'm running workshops, there's all these things. So that has been really huge because Steph came in, not just telling me like new things to buy, but also how to use what I already had, which was so key, showing me different things. And she just thinks about things differently than I do. So that was really, really key for me in last fall, actually. So I've been having a lot of fun actually getting dressed. But here's a little fun fact. Over the last few years, especially like during all the lockdowns and all that stuff, I was highly influenced by some of my best friends to start thrifting. So I don't know about you, if you've ever tried thrifting before, but I have found so many fun treasures. And I've honestly come to love it in such a beautiful way. And so again, I don't have specific like outfits linked in here for you, but I am going to encourage you to go follow along with Steph. She's got lots of great tips and tricks. And if you invested into her, I promise you won't be disappointed. But I love thrifting because first of all, I'm not sacrificing on style or the brands that my family loves. Like straight up, I get my probably 90% of my kids' stuff from there, but it's all the brand name stuff that they love. Like my daughter finds Lululemon things and my son is like all the Nike, all the Adidas, all the whatever else he loves. I even found like this sweet pair of Hunter boots that still had stickers on it. Like I've even found Begley Mishka heels. Like I've literally found the most hysterical things there that I'm like, is this a joke? Am I being punked right now? So if you've never thrifted, not only is it good for your budget, which is like fun, but it's also like, it's less waste. It's not fast fashion. It's, I don't know. I just think it's really, really smart. And I have found some really fun things. One of my favorite coats that I'm wearing in this season, it's like an oversized, long camel colored coat. I love it so much. And so I found that there this season too, when I was taking some of the information that Steph had said of some holes in my wardrobe just to kind of look for. And anyways, I love it. So I just love encouraging people to just take a peek at thrifting. I think it's smart for so many reasons. It's fun to kind of go on an adventure for things that you need. We're not being like wasteful and bringing more into our homes. I know because there can be that tendency once you get hooked onto it, but just like staying very clear on what it is that you actually need. But I hope, and I think more people are definitely talking about thrifting, but I think there's no shame in it. I love it so much. I mean, my son, even for his hockey outfit this year, we found this beautiful suit It's amazing. So if you just look, you're open-minded. I just think it's a really cool thing. So I am no fashionista by any stretch of the imagination, but I do love feeling good. I do love looking good. And I just think it's a beautiful way for families to prioritize spending, especially in these times right now, and find some good, cool pieces that maybe you wouldn't find otherwise. So anyways, that's my something to wear. Okay. I mean, that was kind of fun. I hope that just by going through the show notes, you'll find a few new things, either a podcast or a book or a new recipe just to kind of dive into. But I hope that you are having a beautiful start to the week. Just a friendly reminder, if you're not on my email list yet, I always send out a Monday evening email. It goes out about 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And from time to time, I work in kind of topics like this, favorite things, and just share things that I don't always share on social media. So make sure to head over to natashabell.com, or you can actually click in the show notes as well too for that. Other than that, I hope you have a beautiful start to your week. I'm sending you all of my love. I hope you can take some time just to pause and soak in the goodness. Maybe you make your own little favorite list or favorite things list, and just notice so many of the good things that you have going on in your own life. And if you could take a minute to leave a review, that would mean the world to me. And also, because it's the kickoff of the month, I also want to make sure that you check out our in-person events taking place at Her Collab Co., our co-working and event space. Everything we do there is curated for women to support you in your personal and professional life. We have a few events taking place this month, and actually two of them are this week. So make sure to click the event link in the show notes. You can check out what we're doing over there, and we would love to welcome you into our community, or just come check out an event. So I hope you have a brilliant day. Thank you so much for being here, and make sure to come over and say hey on Instagram. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.